What's up, everybody? The Gym Leaders Podcast is back. Today, we're going to be talking about some Lost Origins look ahead, and we're going to be discussing some pros and cons that we've noticed about the Generation 9 game trailers. That's right, guys. Gym Leader Podcast is back. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Gym Leaders Podcast, where we talk all things Pokemon TCG, and we have been gone for, gosh, the better part of a month now, right, man? Like, it's been a minute.
Yeah, it has definitely been a minute, and I'm super excited to be back. I really am. Back in the hot seat, ready to talk some Pokemon
today.
That's
right, and we, you know, I've been staying on top of everything, so it's not like I've just been completely out of the loop altogether. I'm still
under a rock this whole time?
I've thought about it. but yeah, I mean, I'm still visiting PokeBeach.com, you know, every couple of days, PokeGuardian.com, following up with the official Pokemon Facebook pages, Instagrams, all that kind of stuff. So I'm still a Pokemon collector through and through. I've just kind of stepped away from the content creator realm, as you guys have probably noticed. I don't know, ASX, you've kind of been taking a little bit of a step back yourself, right?
Yeah, I took a little bit of a step back for sure. Last couple weeks, haven't put out a video or anything. Just needed to take some time off. Actually took a vacation this last week, so got some rest and relaxation in, which was much needed. So
nice.
Glad that going to be back at it here soon. Hopefully sooner rather than later. Got a graded cards video that I'm going to be doing here soon, so I'm really excited for that. But just taking it a little bit slower than I had in the past, you know, just taking it a little bit easier.
You know, and that's where I found myself too, is in that exact same boat. You know, I had to step away from the game because I was getting extreme cases of burnout. And I was really dedicating so much time to filming and editing videos and, you know, posting on TCG Player and eBay and selling and packing and shipping, and I didn't have any time for myself. You know, I was telling you right before we started that, like, I hadn't watched any movies I wanted to watch, any shows I wanted to watch. I hadn't played any video games. I couldn't go into the gym, you know, and just all that type of stuff. And I decided to take a little bit of my life back and just step away a little bit. So,
yeah, man.
And also other things, you know, like I had some housing situation stuff move. Happen. Still in my house, but I did lose my studio, so we had to bring some peeps into the house, and you know, we needed that extra room that I was using for my studio, to where now I'm in the living room. I know my background looks, you know, very similar as it did before, but guess what? That's just a picture. I now have some green screen action going on here for the recording. So
looks like you like photoshopped a couple extra like.
Some base set first edition Shadowless Charizards, you know.
Shadowless. That's what I thought I was seeing. That's what I thought
PSA
I was seeing.
PSA 10s, Illustrator Pikachu, you know, I got it straight from Logan Paul himself. You know, he was like, hey, Travis, I want you to have this. I was like, cool, man. So it's, you know.
Did he give it to you on the chain and everything?
I should do that for my background. I really should. I should, like, just get random pictures, like maybe like Logan Paul with the Pikachu chain standing at the WrestleMania entrance as the background for my green screen. And who cares about my boring old studio, you know?
Got to spice it up every once in a while.
Good news is, though, is that, you know, we are having an addition built onto the house. So I will get a new studio at some point, but we're going to be looking a few months down the road. But yeah, Gym Leaders Podcast is back, guys. There's going to be a little bit of change in the way that we're doing things. Just to break it down for you, so you all are aware, as we record like we normally do, the podcast is going to go up in full on the audio platforms on Wednesday as usual. So you're going to get about the, you know, the 50 to 60 minute marker, of us chit chatting about Pokemon TCG, Pokemon in general, and just our lives. But, over on TCG Finance YouTube channel, if that's where you're watching this, welcome, smash that like button, drop a sub if you're new. You're going to be getting portions spread out throughout the week. So instead of having 1 hour long video on Wednesday, you're going to get two or three 10 to 15 minute, basically the best portions of the podcast. So if you're one of those types of people that likes to listen to the podcast in full while you're at work or while you're doing XYZ, mowing the yard, doing some laundry, taking a nice succulent bath, whatever you're doing while you're listening to the podcast.
That's when I listen to the podcast.
That's why I brought it up. I knew you did. I know you're sitting there with your little pip-blups and just have a good time.
Yeah, you know.
But yes, you're going to be getting the full thing if you're that. Go to iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, pretty much anywhere you can get your podcasts to get the full length 60-minute conversation. Otherwise, you're getting the shorter clips here on YouTube. So, but yeah, so we're back, and today, you know, we're talking about Lost Abyss, Lost Origins, excuse me. Lost Abyss is the Japanese version that has been out on shelves for a little bit now. Got a couple of boxes, have more coming in the mail for the live breaks on Friday, which are still happening on TCG Funhouse YouTube channel. And we're going to talk about our reactions to the Generation 9 Pokemon Scarlet and Violet game trailers. So what are your initial thoughts on the conversation pieces today, man?
Yeah, I'm excited. It's all new stuff, right? It's stuff that we're just seeing really for the first time here now. Especially like the Scarlet and Violet stuff just came out the other day, really. So I'm pumped up. New generation is always something to be excited about.
Yeah, I agree, because it comes with a lot of changes. You know, like you were saying, we're getting all the new stuff instead of, you know, what the next V card is going to be. It's like, no, everything is changing. You know, so it's going to be interesting to discuss. Mm-hmm. And next week, we're actually going to do an episode where we talk about our expectations for Generation 9 now that we know certain aspects of it, like the Terralization or whatever it's called. I don't even know how to say these words yet.
Yeah.
And what types of cards we're going to get. So that's going to be a very interesting week next week as well. So, but yeah, man, Nate, ASX, man, like, how you been doing, brother? How you been doing?
I've been doing all right, man. I have been, you know, still collecting here, doing a little bit of, you know, some off camera openings here and there, mostly with some Pokemon Go, and I've had some spicy pulls that you guys haven't seen. I'm trying to look around. I don't think I have them in front of me, but I did recently pull the Mewtwo V alternate art, so that was super exciting. It was super unexpected. Got it out of a Alolan executor box.
Dude, that's awesome.
Only pull in the box, I think it was.
I would take that.
Yeah, totally brought me. Yeah, I'll take more of them for sure. But yeah, still trying to hunt down like the other couple Mewtwo's. I pulled the alternate art Mewtwo before I pulled like the V stars. So God, or the so gold much. V star and the thank rainbow.
So I've pulled all of them. I have all of them in my collection. I've pulled. I've pulled several of the standard V stars on the streams. I've pulled several Radiant Charizards for the streams. Radiant Blastoise, yeah. Venusaur's for myself, for the stream, everything. Pretty much the only thing that I do not have yet is the Mewtwo V alternate art. And the reason why I'm so frustrated with it is because I have 7 Conkeldurr V alternate arts. 7.
Oh my gosh. That's kind of weird. Like, that's
the Mewtwo
too many.
Is probably more rare than the Conkeldurr, but still 7-1.
Yeah.
Like, that's just Troll City.
Yeah, that's a pretty intense ratio. You can make a couple decks out of those.
Yeah,
of
it's true. Too bad. I don't want to. You know. you might hear some echo on my mic too, guys. I'm in my living room now, so I know I mentioned I was out of my studio, but I'm literally in my living room. It's a giant room with vaulted ceilings, so it's gonna sound mediocre at best. But bear with us. I appreciate it. But yeah, I've done some good some Pokemon Go openings as well. And of course, I have some available for Friday nights, tcgfunhouse.com buy-in. I have plenty of Japanese and English Pokemon Go packs available where you can get things like this beautiful... Oh, the green screen took the yellow out of this Blastoise as well. Yeah. You can see right through it. That is hysterical.
It's one of those new transparent rares.
Yep, those new clear clarity rares that we keep talking about here.
Clarity rares.
But yeah, so awesome stuff there, guys. And we do want to get back into the Q&As as well. So feel free, if you're watching on YouTube or anything like that, leave a comment down below. We are going to finish off, not today's episode, because we don't have any questions, obviously. But we want to finish off the next couple of episodes with some Q&As, which would be turned into, guess what, another video over on TCG Funhouse's YouTube channel. So let's get into it, man. Lost Origins.
Yeah.
Lost Origins. I'm hearing from some sources that Lost Origins could potentially be one of the top 2 or 3 sets in the Sword and Shield era altogether. And the main reason for that is, of course, the amazing trainer gallery stuff that we are supposed to be getting in this set. Now, I am a little skeptical about it because the articles covering the particular cards I'm looking for have not been updated on places like PokeBeach or PokeGuardian. So I don't want to say that the people who are talking about these cards are less trustworthy sources, but they're less trustworthy sources. Most of them are from like websites trying to pre-sell stuff or things like that.
Right.
And of course, I'm talking about the Charizard Trainer Gallery, the Gengar Trainer Gallery, Pikachu Trainer Gallery, Trainer Gallery V, VMAX, and the Gold and Black, as well as the Gold and Black Mew. So we don't know. There's been no official reveals on what's coming in the Lost Origins Trainer Gallery yet. So if those cards are included, this is going to be a fantastic, amazing set. Also anchored by Giratina, which is one of my favorite alternate arts to date, is the Giratina. If you haven't seen that, it is such a beautiful card.
Oh my gosh. I agree with you. It's got to be one of my favorite alternate arts. I'm looking at it right here. And there's just so much going on. Like, you could look at this card for like hours, honestly, and see something different. Like, every time you look at it. Absolutely amazing. I can't wait for this.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely fan-freaking-tastic. Got a little bit of shrinkage there on ASX's head. Don't worry about that. We've been noticing it should pop back up here in a minute. It got even smaller, actually, which was even weirder. So if you're watching on video, this is actually quite... It's getting smaller still. It even shrunk now to like the size of a thumbnail.
Oh, gosh.
You're like a pea now up in the corner. So I don't know what's happening with it over there, but we're going to just power through this conversation because you're slowly getting back to form here. But yes,
all right.
I'm really excited for this stuff. And I'm also actually really excited for the boxes that we have coming out really soon as well with the Deoxys and Zeraora VMAX and V-Star boxes. Those are going to be great. The Palkia and Dialga V-Star boxes with the full art are going to be fantastic as well. But Lost Origins with that amazing, amazing Giratina card and what could be the best trainer gallery to date. What are your thoughts on Lost Origin as a whole?
Yeah, if what you say about the trainer gallery being in this set, it's going to be absolutely amazing. I'm just looking at a lot of like the full arts and stuff right now. I mean, the full arts look fantastic. Particularly really excited about the Pidgeot V full art. Love my Kanto Pokemon, so it's exciting to see Pidgeot get that, as well as the Aerodactyl. And the Aerodactyl alternate art, making it look like super prehistoric and everything, look absolutely amazing. I love that.
Good.
As well, it's definitely going to be one of my top chase.
Even the V-Star, the Aerodactyl V-Star and Rainbow V-Star look amazing as well. Aerodactyl
looks great.
You know, getting some really good love here. I'm down for that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. One thing I'm not seeing, and I got to mention it, there's no full art Arcanine in this set yet again.
Of course, you had to mention it.
You know, there's that. So it's definitely not going to be the top set of the Sword and Shield era because of that. But everything else is looking really cool.
So
one thing we haven't mentioned
yet
that
means
I really like.
You don't have a Sword and Shield top set then, right? Because, you know, no V, V-Star,
you know, not really.
Full Art, V-Max. Like, I mean.
No, I just, you know, scrap the whole Sword and Shield era, in my opinion. but it looks exciting. Not to jump too far ahead, but, I mean, I've been seeing some Arcanines in the Scarlet and Violet trailers. But, again, I don't want to jump ahead. So my era could be next era.
Was there an Anyways, Arcanine GX? I don't even think there was there?
There was a break. No, there was no GX.
There was a
Not
break
there
in X and Y era. I don't even think there was an EX, though, either. I think it was just a break card. Bro, Arcanine sucks, bro. I hate to tell you this.
Oh, my gosh. You know who sucks is Chandelure.
Bro, every time Chandelure gets a card, bro, I'm just saying.
A Chandelure Pokemon.
I'm just saying, every time Chandelure gets a card, it's an ultra rare, my friend.
It gets a rainbow, it gets the full art, it gets the V.
All right, let's see here. Dude, anyway, you've not had...
Lost Origin.
Dude, other than the Arcanine break, there has not been a single, like, full art version of the card whatsoever. Everything has had a yellow border. Everything has been... you've had the worst luck, man. There was Arcanine EX
I know.
And Legend Maker, before they started doing full arts. That was your best go around right there. That was your best option.
Well, you know, I do got these pretty snazzy cards right here. I don't know if you've seen these before.
Where'd you get those amazing cards from?
I got a couple of nice pickups here. I got some guy on YouTube.
You opened those yourself,
He's
right?
Pretty cool,
you opened
dude.
The vintage packs and pulled them?
I did. I pulled them myself, you know, and you sent them into PSA. Got a couple of nines. It's a good day.
Love it.
But Arcanine gets no love, so I'm hoping next era or
it
next
deserves. It really does. It really does.
Season,
era's right. Generation. There you go. Generation.
Generation.
Arcanine definitely deserves more love. I must admit, it's a very underrated, very good Pokemon.
I agree. And he's in like all the games.
He really is. I mean, he was like in the very almost like the first cutscene of the game trailer. He was like the very first Pokemon we saw.
They like pull up over the hill. There's all the Growlithe and Arcanines right there. So it's like, if that tells me anything, better not be another yellow border card in the TCG. But
you literally just don't get one at all in the next generation. All right, Lost Origins. How the hell do we go off on a Arcanine tangent every single time, bro? Like, can you just please get your shit together? Get your shit together. Okay?
All right. Give me a card. Give me an Arcanine card and I'll shut up.
If you didn't know, I sent those to ASX as a thank you for being a podcast co-host of mine. Because honestly, there was a while there I wasn't sure if we were coming back. So, and again, we're trial running this. We're going to see how this goes. But we'll probably be back next week and the week after that as well. Because I do enjoy talking to ASX. You know, I really do. He's a buddy of mine. He's a friend of mine in the community here. And, you know, you guys have been asking on Twitter and Instagram all the time about when is it coming back? When is it coming back? So here's your answer, guys. And again, expect a less polished version of the podcast. Not saying that because, like, you know, I don't care as much anymore. I still absolutely care. But I'm just going to, you know, be a little bit more of myself. So, we're going to get some curse words in. We're just going to chit-chat. I'm not going to be so persnickety in particular about verbiage and all that stuff any longer. We're just going to shoot the shit and we're going to record some stuff. Lost Origins. So let me explain to you why I think Lost Origins is going to be a good set, but I don't think it's going to be a fantastic set, even if it includes those trainer gallery portions. And the main reason for that is the alternate arts are just not as prominent, I guess. They're not as big and powerful as like the ones from Evolving Skies, right? So I think Evolving Skies is still going to hold the top crown for the best TCG set in the Sword and Shield era. I don't see anything. I don't see anything knocking it off at all. Even this final subset, the holiday set we're getting, I think they confirmed one more set early 2023 to end Sword and Shield era. I don't see any of that touching Evolving Skies simply because the alternate art evolutions, and now you're giant on my screen again. The alternate art evolutions and Rayquazas are just so good. You know, they're all
that's a hard set to
great
beat.
Cards. They really are.
So,
but I do think it's going to give a run for his money. But I can almost kind of see as well where this may fall into the trap of like Fusion Strike, you know. Or almost, you know, really, I guess I'll consider it in the same realm as Astral Radiance more so.
That's where I would consider it.
Yeah, to where like the main set itself isn't really this great banger of a set. But I think this set is getting saved particularly by its Trainer Gallery if those are included. But the problem with that is the Trainer Gallery cards are just not that rare, which is great for collectors. But for investors and people who care more about money and cost and value of their product and their cards, it's just not going to be there because, you know, as nice as that Pikachu VMAX is, it's just not going to be nearly as rare as, let's say, you know, the Umbreon VMAX alternate art or even the Glaceon, Leafeon, Sylveon alternate arts and Evolving Skies. They're just, it's, you know, Evolving Skies almost has a Trainer Gallery inside of it. That is part of the regular set and is just not classified as Trainer Gallery, which blows my mind. And the reason the other reason is just a discrepancy in price. You know what I mean? Like the Umbreon, look at the Umbreon VMAX Trainer Gallery and Brilliant Stars. It's about $27 to $30 right now.
Yeah.
And the VMAX alternate art is still over $300. So yep. You can sit here all day and say how nice that gold and black Pikachu is, that gold and black Mew and that VMAX Pikachu and even that Charizard Trainer Gallery, but they're just not going to be that rare. I would be surprised if any of those cards break even the $50 marker as opposed to the $100, $200 marker that you see for a lot of these alternate arts in Evolving Skies. So with the best cards being inside the Trainer Gallery for this set, I do think that hurts it long term in terms of value and collecting. And the main set just doesn't have the linchpin Pokemon. Giratina is cool and all, but is Giratina enough to anchor an entire set where the next best alternate art is going to be Aerodactyl? I don't know. I feel like it doesn't have that very strong companion Pokemon. You know, like if they would have put Lugia in this set, it would have been fantastic. But as you guys have probably also known, if you watch Pokebeach, Lugia has been confirmed for the next set after this, which we have almost no information on. So obviously they didn't put it in here. But I think, you know, the overloading of the Trainer Gallery and the underwhelming base set is going to undervalue this set quite a bit. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm right there with you. It'll be interesting. I think, I mean, it's going to be a battle between the alternate art Aerodactyl and the alternate art Giratina. And really that's,
I think the Giratina is going to be head and shoulders over the Aerodactyl.
I guess I could see that because, you know, what I guess was really surprising to me, and maybe not to you guys out there, but I guess I could compare it maybe a little bit to like the Beedrill from.
Beautiful card.
That last set.
Astral Radiance.
Beautiful card, right? Astral Radiance, thank you. But like the Sneasler is doing better. And I mean, like, I have no, you know, I'm not attached to Sneasler in any way. So like seeing that one's like $40 and like the Beedrill's like, I think like 29 or something right now, was pretty interesting. But I think, you know, I think you're right. I guess like it would be a little bit more like that. But I bet those are going to be the top two cards. I don't really see many of these trainers, like the full art trainers being too crazy.
None of them. So what I've noticed, about the full art trainers is, you know how like some of the full art trainers carry crazy good value. It's only the named trainers, and it's only when it's only the name. So like Cynthia, full art, Lily.
Yeah,
full
you're art. Right. You're right.
But you don't get the same valuation when it's Cynthia's ambition, Lily's full force.
You're right.
They just don't carry the same value. And the only full art trainer in this set that I know of is, I think, Fantina. And that's not great. You know, the rest of them are just like Lady and, you know, whatever. You know, it's not big trainer names.
Right. Oh, man. But yeah, other than that, I mean, I'm liking what I'm seeing. I think it's going to be a little bit above like kind of middle of the road kind of set, middle tier set, a little bit above that.
I agree.
I think when it's all said and done here, it'll be exciting to see those trainer galleries that are going to come out. I know there's a whole bunch. I mean, you can pretty much look back at the Japanese
Phoenix
sets
Climax,
and look back for the ones that we did.
Phantasma.
Exactly. And kind of pick out the ones that we haven't seen yet. But I think this set might be bigger with actually like playing the TCG, because I know it's supposed to be bringing like the Lost Stone back, which was a big thing in the TCG back in like the Sun and Moon era. Basically, for those of you that don't know, it's kind of like a discard pile, but cards that go in there can't come back out unless you have like a special ability on a Pokemon or a move that takes them back out. Unlike your discard pile, where you can take stuff out of your discard pile, shuffle it back in, things like that. So it's an interesting mechanic. It takes cards totally out of the game.
That is pretty cool. And I think those are the cards that have like that pink and blue and purple like aura around them, right?
Right.
Like Aerodactyl V-Star has this pink and aura around it, which is pretty cool. Little streaks of color.
Exactly. Kind of gives me like Amazing Rare vibes a little bit. But it's going to have that on like even like uncommons and common cards yes. as well. So yeah, that's exactly it. That's going to signify, you know, that card's attack or ability has something to do with the Lost Zone. So I think that's going to be a pretty cool mechanic and interesting, interested in seeing how that's actually going to play out.
For sure. For sure. Some of the other Pokemon that we believe are in this set getting alternate arts, Rotom V, Berserker V, you know, again, two more Pokemon mm-hmm. that are probably mid-tier at best. I would even say Berserker is probably lower than mid-tier. Rotom, very yeah. niche, has fans, but not too many fans. And then the full arts, like you were saying, Pidgeot V. I'm glad Kyurem is getting some love here. He's getting a, getting a rainbow VMAX and a full art, which is pretty dope. Drapion's getting a rainbow, but this set is literally all about Giratina. You got the V-Star, rainbow mm-hmm. V-Star, and gold card as well. Full art, all fantastic cards. I love Giratina cards. If you ask me, Giratina has arguably some of the best prints in all of Pokemon. His XY yeah. era full arts are absolutely insane. They are all so good. So awesome stuff there. But yeah, I do think it's going to be a good set. I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be a fun opening experience because of the trainer gallery. Anytime you're pulling a Charizard, it's
lots to pull.
Yeah, well, yeah, like I was saying, and you know, if the Charizard trainer gallery is indeed in this, you know, that is going to give you even more excitement when opening the packs themselves. So that's a good time for sure.
Always exciting when there's a Charizard chase.
That's true. But yeah, guys, so let us know what you think down in the comment section about Lost Abyss, Lost Origins. Do you think it's going to be a great set? You think it's going to push Evolving Skies for its money? Or do you think we're just looking at another Astral Radiance? But like, speaking of that, I am kind of concerned for the next few sets coming with Pokemon that they're all going to be basically exactly the same experience opening it. So if you know, Pokemon has done a pretty decent job of giving you these different types of experiences when opening Pokemon sets, right? From Hidden Fates mm-hmm. to, you know, Cosmic Eclipse to, you know, these different types of sets, Rebel Clash, even Darkness Ablaze, Vivid Voltage, having the amazing rares. I'm concerned that the standardized sets, with this trainer gallery included, are all going to feel exactly the same as you're opening them up. And a lot of people might feel safe in that. They might feel, you know, secure in understanding and knowing what they're going to get when they buy a Pokemon mm-hmm. pack. But if you think about it, Brilliant Stars, Astral Radiance, and now what I think for Lost Origins and likely the next set, which I believe in Japanese, or it may even be in English, called Silver Tempest or something like that. They all feel exactly the same. You have one linchpin Pokemon that's carrying you, which is, you know, this case Giratina, was Arceus in Brilliant Stars, and was Palkia in Dialga in Astral Radiance. And then you have the trainer gallery cards, which show up in your reverse holo slot. You have three or four alternate art cards that you want to chase, you know, from, again, Giratina to Palkia, Dialga, Charizard, Arceus. But they're all basically exactly the same. The pull rates are the same. It's not exciting to pull a trainer gallery card any longer. It's just not. Maybe when you're opening your first 20 to 30 packs, it is pretty cool. You're getting these random ones. But when you pull your you know, 16th, gosh, I don't even know anymore, Ariados trainer gallery, you just don't care. It's like getting reverse holos all over again. And if, you know, it's almost at that point where if you don't get that big hit, it's just not really fun opening cards anymore. I was going back and watching some of Dirium's older, you know, 1,000-pack videos from Furious Fist, Ancient Origins times, and I think I watched Generations. It was such a different experience watching him open those packs. Yes, I had a big nostalgia rush, but at the same time, like, it just felt like a better experience opening cards than nowadays when you watch him now. And it's one of those cases where the more hits you get, it just doesn't feel as impactful anymore. It doesn't feel as good. It's almost like a consolidation prize, a participation trophy. And the cards aren't worth shit. Like, if we really are getting the Charizard Trainer Gallery inside of this set, that's probably going to be one of the cheaper Charizard cards out there. It's probably going to be $8,
I think so.
$6, maybe 12 or 13. But even like Eevee, the Eevee ones are like $2 right now. The Vaporeon, Flareon, Jolteon are like $2.50 over on TCG Player. Absolutely freaking insane to me, you know? So I think the experience of the opening the packs has lessened. If that's my burnout speaking, it very well could be. But like, what are your thoughts when you're opening the packs nowadays with Astral and Brilliant and all that?
I got, I like it. I like it a little bit more. I feel like, when I go and buy a box or just, single packs or whatever, going out there and buying a product, and I'm buying a product that has sets in it that I know have that trainer gallery in it, I know have some alternate arts in it, that just aren't like kind of like the older Sword and Shield sets, I guess. That gets me more excited. I do feel like, it's more worth my money. Even though, I don't always get good pulls every time. I do feel like my money was, better spent on opening up, Brilliant Stars, Astral Radiance sets like that, that are going to have those kind of extra types of chase cards, those different types of chase cards. So I like it. I'm all about it. I totally get what you're saying though, where, after pulling your, 30th trainer gallery card, and it's probably the 10th one of that Pokemon that you got. It does get a little bit old. For me, I wouldn't say it doesn't feel necessarily like reverses. Because there
The
is
best
still
for
a
me.
little bit of a difference there, for me. I like how it's going, but I am struggling to see though where they're gonna go with it.
Well, I don't think they're going anywhere with it.
Even in
Because I think it's done in Generation 9. I think Trainer Gallery is
Well,
gone,
yeah,
and I
but
think
I'm saying
Radiant
like
Pokemon are
is
gone, so.
yeah, no, I think I agree with you. I think all that stuff's gonna be gone Generation 9, but like how are they gonna do anything different from now till rounding out
Oh, see,
Sword and Shield
that's what I'm
era?
saying. I don't think so. I think every set is going to have a 30-card Trainer Gallery, three or four alternate arts,
I
and
got you.
one linchpin Pokemon. Silver Tempest is going to be all about Lugia. Lugia is going to get a V-Star, a Rainbow V-Star, Gold V-Star, and an alternate art, and it's going to be a very expensive alternate art card, and it's going to have another 30-card Trainer Gallery with cards from VMAX Climax that we have not gotten yet. In English, like Rayquaza, the Rayquaza VMAX Trainer Gallery, those cards along those lines. And I don't know. I just it's tough. It's I feel like they're I don't it's hard to explain, man. It's just hard to explain. Because of course I'm gonna be excited when I pull that Pikachu VMAX Trainer Gallery. It's gonna be awesome. But just the fact that the Trainer Gallery cards are just so diminished in value is weird to me. It's weird. Because a part of me is like, if why didn't you just make it a just give me another Pikachu VMAX and make it an alternate art? Like, why would you not just make that Trainer Gallery Pikachu the alternate art Pikachu VMAX? And then it
It
would,
really looks like it could be.
it, dude, it would be a $200 card if it was.
Oh yeah,
It really would.
easy.
And you could have changed up the Charizard a little bit too, and made that another alternate art Charizard. And it's just odd to me, the fact they have so many. And like the trainer galleries, like look at Rayquaza, there's a Rayquaza VMAX trainer gallery that we haven't gotten yet that we're probably going to get before the end of the year. And it's just, why is there another one? Why do we have another? It's almost like they couldn't decide which card design they wanted to use for the trainer gallery, so now they're just giving them to us all in different random
Save
stuff.
that one for
Yeah,
later.
we'll save this one for later and put it in what we call the trainer gallery. So I just don't know. I mean, fundamentally, it's all fine. More pulls, cool, more exciting. But like, even my 5-year-old, when he pulls a regular trainer gallery now, he's like, "Ah!" I'm like, "Dude, you got a good hit." And he's like, "Oh, I don't want the, because he's pulled so many of them in the past." So,
For sure.
but yeah, it still is. It's fine. It is what it is. Again, it could just be my burnout speaking. Who knows? Maybe I'll really, really enjoy Lost Origins, and I could, I might. But I am almost like also getting to the point to where I just want to like buy the singles for my collection now too. You know, like,
Yeah,
have you ever thought about that? Like,
that
just
definitely looks more and
value-wise?
more. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Like, I could literally have every master set for the amount of money I've spent on opening product, and still have money to spend on to open product probably if I wanted to. So yeah, I think about it all the time. It way more sense from a collector standpoint to do it that way. You know, have fun opening up a couple boxes on release day, release week,
So
and then stop.
like
You know, that's what makes the most sense, but it's hard to do
so
that.
like you know, take a look at one of those let's just take a look at that you know, that Light Arcanine that I sent you, that PSA 9 Light Arcanine, right? I paid for that basically what you would pay for 2.5 ETBs. Okay.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at your collection and you're like, what do I want? You know, don't, you know, this other stuff. And, you know, being content creators almost makes us work, almost makes us make worse decisions for ourselves in terms of our
Oh.
own personal collections. 'Cause it's like, cool,
Oh,
I can't
yeah.
really make a video on buying a Light Arcanine graded PSA card,
Right.
but I can make, you know, two videos by buying some ETBs, you know, and it's like, cool. And then you open up
Yeah.
these ETBs and you got a Ariados Trainer Gallery, and that's all you got, you know. Or
Right.
you're like, oh, so, and then, or you got a really, really good box and got the Blastoise Radiant for that's worth about $11.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like crap, you know. Then it's 'cause like that's kind of how I started to look at my stuff too. It's like, cool, you know, I can turn around and I can open up, you know, two ETBs or not even like, do you know the amount of cards, the amazing amount of cards that you can get at the $50 price point on
Yeah.
TCG Player and eBay? Like, I've been buying some of the cards that I've always wanted for my collection, and like the way that I kind of justify it now is I just go, well, I just won't buy an ETB instead. And it's
Exactly.
crazy to think, you know, I bought this Mew EX Full Art card that I've wanted forever, but I never bought it
Yeah.
because it was like a $58 price tag in near mint condition. So I never bought it. I was like, oh, I can't spend $58 on one. And then I sit back for a second and I realize that's the price of one ETB and 2 3-pack blisters. Like, you know, and 9 times out of 10, out of those 14 packs, you would get nothing. Or the case of a
Yeah.
subset like Pokemon Go or Shining Fates. How many Shining Fates ETBs have you bought in for $50, which now at Target is
Oh yeah.
$55, and I got a, you know, Alcremie full art, a baby Glareon Weezing shiny, and a baby Squirtle shiny, and that's it. You know,
Yeah.
and it's like, oh crap, well, there's,
You're looking at like $7
yeah, you're
there.
looking at like $7, not even maybe at that, you're looking at like $4 now. And
Yeah.
you know, or I could have bought that Mew card that I've been looking for at that $55 price point instead of that one Shining Fates ETB. And like those thoughts are
Yeah.
starting to win over in my brain now instead of opening packs. You know,
Yeah.
like I finally have like succumbed to building the collection that I want as opposed to
Yeah.
adding to my bulk stash that I'm holding up. Like I have bulk
Right.
everywhere. Just okay, cool. I got to the point where I'm not even separating my reverse rares or my reverse hollows anymore. Like they're just going right back into the stack as well. And Lord
This is
knows.
my last stack, just all mixed up right here.
Yep.
Same
All mixed
deal.
up. Dude, I got,
Still got to go through
bro, I
that.
had like, gosh, I probably had 4 or 5,000 cards sitting on my desk. Just piled up, unsorted, un anything like that. And I got to the point where I had to move my studio, right? I had to break down my studio so
Yeah.
they could move in. And I was like, I'm never gonna sort these. I'm never gonna sort these. I keep,
Shove
yeah,
those in the
I
box.
keep telling myself, I'm gonna sort them, I'm gonna sort them, I'm gonna sort them. So it probably stacked up to like four, five, six, 7,000 cards just in freaking
Oh my
stacks
gosh.
on my desk. And then finally I was just like, I have to just put them in the box. I gotta just box them up, put them away.
Ship them out that way, ship them
I was
bulk
like, well, I'm
that
gonna
way.
break them down into packs of 50 or 100 with, you know, a couple rares, a couple reverses, put them up in lots on eBay, you know, Mercari, Nope, never got around
That's
to that.
Optimistic thinking right there.
Well, and that, dude, imagine adding that on top of all the stuff that I was already doing. You know what I mean?
Dude, well, that alone is going to take hours to do. 7,000 cards,
years,
like,
bro.
Hours.
Years. You have to freaking retire, man.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, so, man, we just keep going off on tangents, but that's fine, because you know what? Fuck it. We're just doing podcast shit, and
it's going
to be fun, dude. We're, you know, you'll probably hear some more colorful language on my channel, you know, a little more this, that, and the other thing. I'm going to try not to be negative so much. Been pooping on the Pokemon TCG over here, but I don't really mean it. I don't really mean it. but let's move forward. Let's talk about some gameplay stuff, you know. Generation 9, Pokemon Scarlet and Pokemon Violet. There is two very distinct camps in this argument. There are people who are extraordinarily excited about Violet and Scarlet. And there are some people that are just shitting all over the game trailer. Like it was not even a Pokemon game. But I guess that's kind of what the Pokemon community does a little bit. But before I give my thoughts on it, what are your thoughts about Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, the video games?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So the trailer opens up and the first thing I see is Growlithe and Arcanine.
Oh, so you're like,
sold. Immediately I'm like, all right, sold, exactly. And then I saw everything else and my mind immediately changed. I think I am in the camp that kind of shit all over the trailer, to be honest with you. I mean, I wasn't out there, you know, posting on message boards and stuff like that and commenting on the videos. But yeah, I definitely had my own thoughts about it.
With the fake profile pictures,
my other account.
You know, trolling content creators with negativity and, you know, oh, that wasn't you?
Oh, yeah, because that's what I do in my spare time because, you know, that's fun. But yeah, no, I. So the biggest thing for me is not how it looks, not the region, not the new Pokemon or anything like that. But what really, really turned me off was the legendaries.
Ooh, really?
They look cool. But I think it is so, so cheesy that they are your mode of transportation. And it is apparent by their names. Because they're like...
Rhydon is literally in their name.
Rhydon and something Rhydon, something else. So like you're riding on them, right?
Riding on
and as soon as like
notes?
I heard that...
Sorry. Go ahead.
Whoa. But anyways, yeah.
There's
so
already
like,
a Pokemon called Rhydon,
saw,
I'm just saying.
There is. But as soon as I saw that they turn into motorcycles and they climb up the side of cliffs and they turn into planes and all this stuff. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that's a thing in other Pokemon games, right? In Legends Arceus, right? You have all your other different Pokemon that fly you around that, you know, you go in the water with or whatever. You have your Rotom bike or whatever that you get on. I don't know if it's a so-called Rotom bike or not, but you get on your bike and ride around. Seems normal. These legendaries, I just feel like, aren't legendaries. And it kind of seems, I could be wrong on this, but it kind of seems like they're given to you at the beginning of the game.
Like
and
it.
Like that's
it,
your
it's way the only
of
way it makes sense. Yeah, it's the only way it makes sense.
Right. You're not getting that at the end of the game. And it's, yeah, exactly. So that was just like a huge turnoff to me. It makes it feel like not like legendaries to me at all. It makes it feel like an object, not a Pokemon, when you're just using it for different forms of transportation.
So do you consider Rotom an object or a Pokemon?
Oh, dang.
Got him.
You got me. It's both. It's both,
just
right?
Like
because he
bro.
Starts as a Pokemon and like doesn't he like go into these? I don't know. I don't follow. I'm not a big Rotom fan.
Me
but
either.
It's a good question. It's like what came first, the chicken or the egg?
The Rotom or the Maridon D's nuts?
Appliance.
The appliance. Yeah, what was first, Rotom or the washing machine?
But, but, yeah, so it's just like, okay, so like that was the big thing for me was the legendaries.
So
and
so
then,
is it just the execution thing for you? Because the idea of having your legendary partner be your mode of transportation, I think is fantastic. I also agree that the execution is poor. I also agree with you to where why wouldn't you just have allowed the starters to do it? Because that would make absolutely way more sense than your box art legendary, right? Because in traditional Pokemon games, it's always you catching your legendary is something that you work up to, and you usually catch it right before the Elite Four. So if you want to be one of those people that uses a legendary Pokemon to become champion, you can. Which I'm all for, by the way, because legendary Pokemon are awesome. So I
Heck
don't
yeah.
blame you for using your Palkia and Dialga to become Pokemon champion in BDSP. I
No.
really don't.
No, you caught him.
That's
Use him.
right. So I do think it's strange that they give you the legendary so early. So I do think they're going to have some form of mechanic in the story form where you're not going to be able to use the legendary in battle. Until
I kind of got that feeling too.
later in the game. I do think you will eventually be able to use the Coridon and Moridon in battle, but it's probably going to be right around the eighth gym, right around when you're trying to become league champion and all that stuff. I think in the beginning, it's just going to be like your partner Pokemon. I think he's going to be your partner, which is why I think it would have been smarter for them to just make the starters do this. But yeah, the one thing that I think is extraordinarily poor execution, though, is just the way it looks. It looks terrible. It looks stupid. Now, take a look at it for a second. And yes, I get the past and the future thing. Awesome. I don't like that you can just like see the wheels on their chest and stuff like that, like at all
Thank
times.
you.
It looks
Me too.
stupid. I also
I
don't
agree.
think that they should be like a transformer. I think that is stupid as well. It would have been much better if maybe Maridon, the red one, just take the fucking wheels away and just have it run. Just have it
Right?
run and then have it
It's showing it like
with
running
wheels that aren't
when
working.
exactly, right?
What?
Said
Like, whatever. I'm sure the wheels work. I'm sure it's not, it was catching a lot of shit for that clip. I'm sure the wheels work. I'm sure you'll be able to ride it like a motorcycle. I think that's stupid. I think if you just give it four legs, you turn it into a mount, you make it fast, you let it climb up walls, you give it wings, almost like a Pegasus style wings, and then you can ride it and fly it as well. I think it is fantastic execution. And then you can also just change it in the futuristic one with the Coridon, where you can still make it like a jet engine, and make that one have wheels. Make it a serpent that has wheels, but don't give it legs at all. So now you have a wheeled serpent that has a jet engine, so it can fly like a serpent, or maybe have it do like a serpent dragon fly like this animation. And those sort of a thing, as opposed to what we got, which is there's freaking wheels on it. Stupid.
I think that's what it is. After listening to you there, I think it's the wheels. Like
It's dumb. It's a
how you describe the
transformer.
Pokemon without the wheels, or it, yeah, it that I think would have won me over on the legendaries if they were like that. But yeah, that's the wheels. The wheels are not my forte. Not my cup of
All right,
tea,
where were you going
I'll
next?
say.
You had another statement you're about to spew.
The other thing, their new battle mechanic, I guess. The
Terastalization
what
or something weird?
yes,
The terra
terastalization,
terra
however you pronounce it, however we're gonna pronounce it. Doesn't do nothing for me. It makes it feel extra cheesy to me. And I like, do I need a big old diamond ring on top of Eevee's head? Probably not, you know? Do I need a big like chandelier on the top of another Pokemon's head? Probably not.
You
You
always
know, we
need
don't know how
chandelure on
it's.
a chandelure.
I didn't say chandelure.
Sh
It'll
chandelier
be
on a
interesting to see.
chandelure? That's sign me
If we
up.
got a chandelure, it'll be interesting to see what its terastallization looks like.
So I agree with you, dude. I think it looks corny as hell. They could have, and again, this is another problem of execution. It's just not executed well. The shiny, crystally Pokemon looks stupid. And again, I'm with you. Yeah. I don't need a big diamond on top of Evie's head. I don't need a chandelier on top of Fue Coco's head. I don't need a big leaf sprouting out the top of Sprigatito. I don't. Now, what I do think would have been cool, you still give them this mechanic of being able to add or remove or change a typing. That is a game changer. And yeah, I think that is cool. It's an amazing trait, right? We had Mega Evolutions,
that is cool, yeah,
which boosts everyone's attacks and stuff like that. We had Z moves, which gave Pokemon specific moves that they can use. Again, another fantastic thing. Gigantamax, fine. It just makes everyone a little bit stronger for 3 to 4 turns or whatever it is. But it makes them look like giants, which is a pretty cool looking mechanic.
Yeah.
Crystal form looks dumb. They could have easily found a way to have done this this type changing mechanic and make it look cooler. Whether you just add an area of effect to show what their new typing is. Oh, you want to have a flying Pikachu? Just have an area of effect, you know, make it look like it's flying, give it something or other. Like, I wouldn't know exactly how to explain it. But, you know, just change the Pokemon themselves somehow. You know, you make a fire type XYZ, make it turn a little bit of orange. You know, give it some fire around it. Something like that. Just that easy. Then, dude, just turn them into a freaking crystal, dude. Just, again...
Yeah,
ridiculous looking.
It not excited. It like it to me, it makes like shiny Pokemon like
there you go, there you
so
go.
Much better.
Oh yeah.
Now that we have Pokemon, these though. It's just like ugh. And it, I mean, it'll be interesting. Like, that's going to become a part of the TCG.
Yeah.
Like, I can only imagine that V-Max. It is. Okay, I was thinking that does make sense. Yep. But I was thinking it was going to be maybe more like the Radiant Pokemon or like Amazing Rares or something like that was, where it was in like the reverse rare slot.
I don't think so, because I think they're going to give us the Terra type Pokemon throughout the entire generation, because this is the generation mechanic. So this is the V max of the generation. So, or it's not going to be
the
short term one, you know, it's not going to be the short term.
I was hoping it was.
I don't think so, buddy.
I don't like what's coming out of your mouth right now, telling me that's going to be throughout the whole thing, because I guess I'll have to get used to it.
But we are going to talk about that next week. We're going to have our primary topic for the podcast is going to be us talking about what we expect the TCG to be with Generation 9, now that we have some specific information about the generation itself and the games. So that'll be fun. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Hit the notification bell if you haven't yet, because it's going to be a really cool conversation. I have a lot of ideas that I think they might do, but more so that I would love to see. There's a lot of ideas that I would love to see for them to do that I think they can do. So that's going to be a lot of fun. But that's next week. But yeah, the video games themselves, I do think... Now that I've got a couple of negatives out of the way, let's talk about some positives for the game, because I do think the game is going to be very, very good. It's going to be awesome. It's the very first open world RPG. It specifically states at the very beginning of the trailer that this is Pokemon's very first open world RPG, which means you will be able to go to anywhere on the map that you want from the beginning. There probably is going to be an end game section that might be locked off, but that's completely fine. You got to make sure you're good at the game before they throw you into the deep end. I get that. But the basics of the game, the first 8 gyms can be attacked in any order that you want. And you can go anywhere on the map in its main, basically, wild area that you want to go, any of the cities, all that stuff. And it's going to be fantastic. They actually basically said there's going to be like 3 different story modes. One where you take on the gyms and become the leader, and they didn't really break down the other 2. So I'm interested to know what these other storylines could be. I'm guessing one of the storylines might be about the legendaries, It might be a full storyline about you finding the legendary, utilizing the legendary, becoming best partners with it, and then being able to use it in battle where they came from. The past and the future, is going to be that story because, supposedly, Violet is the future, Scarlet is the past games. So I do think one of the story arcs is going to be about past and future and about the legendary Pokemon as well. But whatever the third story is, I have absolutely no clue, no idea what it could be, unless it's an entire story arc based around the Terra Pokemon, which could be the third story as well. So I'm excited for it. I do think it's going to be phenomenal. What you got? What do you freaking got, man?
I was gonna say one point about the what that third one could be, because like throughout the whole, and just stop me if I'm wrong, and you know what this is,
You're
but
wrong.
throughout the whole throughout the whole commercial of it, they kept talking about like this treasure hunt, finding this treasure
Oh
and
yes,
all
that's
that.
true. That's true. From the school, because you go to the school,
Exactly.
that could be one of the stories. This treasure hunt with the stories. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, so I'm thinking maybe that's where like the I don't even know what word it is, terrestrialized
Terrestrialization.
Pokemon. Maybe
Terrax,
that's what that is all about. I don't know, but
extraterrestrial.
it's kind of what it seems like when they turn into that form.
It is weird.
But yeah, I think it's going to be super cool that it's like its first open world game. I know like I gotta be real. Like I didn't play Sword and Shield. I didn't play Arceus. I know that
Loser.
those games were getting towards that, you know, really open world feel, but I think it's awesome. And I think it's the right step, you know, step in the right direction, for them. And what I think is also cool, and you're probably going to talk about here as well, is like the multiplayer that you get to do
It's
in
going
the
to be
open
so good.
world. So that I think is going to be really, really cool. Tell me, could you do that at all in Sword and Shield or in Arceus?
No,
Is that even a
the
thing?
only thing you could do is like raid max raid dungeons and stuff.
Okay, 'cause I knew you could do something,
Yeah,
you know,
there
as a
was
party.
multiplayer aspects of it, but not like this. This
Cool.
they can literally so like this gives any even more incentivization for you to buy the double pack, and have a second Switch, because like Brady's got the Switch Lite and I play on the regular Switch, and we'll be able to literally experience the game together, play together, do the
Yeah, that's
stories
so cool.
together, and that is really, really cool. It's not just, hey, we linked up with a cable and we're doing some trades, or we linked up on a Wi-Fi and we're doing a max raid battle
Yeah.
together. Like,
I
that's
was gonna say,
cool,
do people
but
still use the link cable to do trades? I figured it was
no.
over Wi-Fi
No,
nowadays.
I was showing my age. I was showing my age there,
Me
okay?
get out my green Game Boy Color and put my link cable in for
Yeah,
you real
man, I
quick.
don't, can you trade me your Lugia for my Ho-Oh, So,
Yeah.
it's pretty cool. I promise I won't keep it. I'll trade it back, I
I'll trade it
swear.
back. Oh, man.
Yeah, trade me that Kadabra so I can turn it into an Alakazam. I promise I'll trade it right back. Said nobody ever.
Right? Oh,
Jerks.
sorry, mom's calling me. I gotta go.
Yeah, sorry. I'm getting booted up. My internet's gonna go down because my phone is ringing.
The good old
I don't know
days.
where that voice is coming from. I don't even know what that is.
It was good. It
It's
worked.
like
It
Pee-wee
worked
Herman.
for the situation. Oh,
But
man.
yeah, I'm excited. The multiplayer is gonna be awesome. The open world's gonna be awesome. I really am excited that I'll be able to sit there with my son and just play for a couple of hours, just roaming around this open world, defeating gyms together, shiny
That'll be
hunting
so cool.
together. It's gonna be pretty decent for sure. Yeah, really, really looking forward to it. I think it's gonna be good. It's gonna be a great game. I think a lot of the decisions for design are bad. And it's just execution, all in all, we're not very good. But we also have to remember that these are Japanese games. This American market is secondary for them.
True.
So sometimes, when you find like these really quirky things that seem weird and out of place and not very cool to us, it may be extraordinarily awesome to a
That's very
Japanese
true.
audience. So I try to look
Very
at
true.
it from that side of it as well, because the culture is completely different, for
Yeah.
decisions to be made in terms of that, in terms of design and story and stuff like that. So make sure you're remembering that when you think about the games and you're like, wow, this is makes no sense. Okay, maybe not for a Western audience, but for an Eastern True. Audience, it might be perfect. So,
yeah.
But yeah, man, that's it. That's about all we got for the podcast today. First time back. It took us a little bit to get warmed up. We had some technical difficulties.
Went off the rails a couple of times.
ASX was shrinking and then enlarging multiple times. I have that effect on him, I guess. but yeah, no, audio, hopefully it sounds okay. I mean, you know, again, in a big vaulted ceiling room. But yeah, I mean, ultimately it was fun. Took me a little bit to get my feet under me, to get chit chatty a little bit, out of it, out of the game. If you guys didn't know, I also had COVID for a strong 2 weeks. Bummer. It was terrible. I still sound different to this day. I sound different right now, and I still cough. Like when I laugh, I can't laugh without coughing because it's like,
oh man,
it's weird. I lost my taste for about 5-6 days and smell. Ooh. I couldn't taste or smell anything. It was the weirdest experience of my life.
Dang.
But I'm close to 100% at this point. Close to 100%. So the live streams will be continuing. TGGFunhouse.com. You guys can buy in. 9 p.m. this Friday. We're going live again, box break style. I got Pokemon Go, English, Japanese. I'm trying to get more Lost Abyss to get in the Japanese Lost Abyss. I have Evolving Skies, Brilliant Stars restocked. So some really, really good stuff. Over 15 different pack options. So if you want to buy into the break, TCGFunhouse.com, buy in, and then go to our YouTube on Friday night, 9 p.m. for the box break. Are you going to have some more content going up? You still taking a little bit of a breaky boo? What you got going on?
Yeah. So you guys probably won't see anything this week here, but next week I want to get back into it. I actually got, without showing you anything, I got my AGS order back and got a bunch of
Just show me one card.
Which one do I want to sneak you a peek on?
One of your 9 Celebrations Charizards, please.
I'll show you one of those. Yeah, I got one of those right here.
Yeah. Like, you got 1,000 of them. I know you sent one in at least.
Okay, I'll show you my 9-5. I got a 9-5 on one of them.
Nice.
Here you go. So yeah. So that's your sneak peek, but you'll see the 19 others that I have here in this box coming up here very soon. I'm gonna be doing a video on that, kind of breaking it all down, kind of how the whole experience was, what I think of, you know, everything from how the slabs look to how the whole process went. So that's going to be an exciting one. Going to get back into some openings here soon, hopefully. Just a couple more roadblocks in the way of doing that. But just got to come up with some other ideas. If you guys have any ideas of what you want to see on my channel, let me know. I'd be happy to take a look at those recommendations.
There you go. I'm going to try to get back into making some regular videos as well, guys. I don't know if it'll be this week, the next week, week after that. I'm not sure. But I'm going to try to get back into the top 5 undervalued cards, investment sets, things like that. I'm going to be trying to bring those back to you. Right now, we're just starting with the podcast, you know, because it's probably my favorite thing to do is just chit-chat with ASX and record the dang thing.
It's always a good time.
That's right, man.
Always a good time on the pod.
So thank you guys so much. If you're new to the channel here, drop a sub, hit that like button. Make sure you go do the same over to ASX's channel. And if you're on the audio realm, make sure you give us a 5-star review. Share it to some of your friends, maybe your Pokemon fans, friends that you hang out with. Let them know that you have an awesome podcast you listen to and share it. So. Much appreciated for all the support. Hopefully I see you guys a Friday night during the live stream. And until then, have a wonderful night.